Hello, everyone. This is Louis.
Hello, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. And this is Origin of Words podcast number 92. And first, I want to apologize for being away for so long. We just finished a summer vacation from the university, and we are also just finished the 7-day National Day holiday in China. The Golden Week holiday, right?
Yes.
And everyone is now relaxed, and we're coming back to school for work and study and this podcast. Now, Origin of Word podcast goes into words a little deeper than normal, than you normally would, and even English speakers don't know some of the origin of words, including me, and that's why I want to do this podcast. And for our Chinese listeners, we have a wonderful translator here who will help you. And if you're learning Chinese, also very good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I hope I can help.
Yes. So let's start right away. And today we're doing oxymorons. Oxymorons are words that are in contradiction to each other. We also study one word contradictory oxymorons. So we're going to start with, and the word oxymoron in Chinese is
矛盾修辞.
And I wonder how many native English speakers know that the word oxymoron is itself an oxymoron.
Wow.
Yes, even I didn't know this, that the word oxy in from the Greek language means someone very smart, very intelligent, very sharp, and the other part of the word moros or morose means someone very foolish or stupid. So we have two words, actually two parts of one word, which combined together is an oxymora or oxymoron. Right. So why do we use oxymorons in English? Well, in writing and speaking, they can make titles more interesting, title of a book, title of a movie. They can be added in writing or speaking for dramatic effect. Certainly, Romeo and Juliet is by Shakespeare is an example where he says, good night, parting is such sweet sorrow. Sweet sorrow.
甜蜜的忧伤.
So we have the word sweet, something beautiful, and the word sorrow, something sad. Put together is a two-word oxymoron. So these are some examples of why we use oxymorons. Now, they come in all different styles, and even professional word experts such as linguists, such as our Jessica here, right?
I used to learn linguistics.
Yes, she's very humble. And a linguist don't always agree as to what is an oxymoron. So if out there, if you're listening to this, if you disagree, you can tell us, and maybe you can show us or tell us why you think it is or is not an oxymoron. So let's start with some culturally based or so-called bias or subjective oxymorons. The first one is military intelligence.
军事智慧.
Why is that an oxymoron? Because we here in the West, at least in the United States, don't think military is very intelligent. We think just the opposite. So the two words together, military intelligence, are contradictions, and that's why it's an oxymoron. Another one would be English food, English here meaning British, because some people think British food is really not very tasty. And the third one here, remember these are biased or subjective oxymorons, express mail. For example, a lot of countries, their mail is very slow, so express means very fast, so express mail is a contradiction. And another culturally based or biased subjective oxymoron is American history, because America is only a few hundred years old, so how can it have any kind of history? So we also have some very cute, unique, and made-up oxymorons. Certainly a lot of writers, journalists make them up. And here's a good example, A Little Giant, or this one by Andy Warhol, who is a very famous American pop artist in the 1950s, 1960s in America, he said, and I quote, "I am a deeply superficial person."
深沉的, 肤浅之人.
Deeply superficial, those are contradictions. Now, we have 10 examples of the so-called standard or traditional oxymorons, and they're standard or traditional because they're used a lot in speaking and writing, and I'm sure that you native English speakers out there don't realize that some of these are actually oxymorons. So let's go down the list. Number one, act natural. Well, acting is not natural. So act natural is an oxymoron. They're contradictions.
Mm-hmm. Act natural, 表演自然一点, 或者是一种自然的表演。
Number two is jumbo shrimp. Well, we know it's a food, but jumbo means big and shrimp means small.
大虾。
Number three, awfully good. That movie was awfully good. Awful means something very bad, and of course, good means just the opposite.
非常好，好到让人讨厌的地步。
Big baby, he's a big baby. Well, we know big means something large, and baby means small. So, or babies are small. So it's a contradiction.
大的婴儿，这个婴儿很小，但是看上去很大。
And number five is boxing ring. Well, boxing rings are actually square in shape, and however, a ring is a circle and it's round. So boxing ring, where the boxing match is played, is actually an oxymoron.
拳击场是方形的，但是ring指的是一个圆，所以说呢，这个就。 看上去像是一个oxymoron.
Number six is dress pants. If you want to go to the wedding, you should wear some dress pants. Well, dress is usually worn by female, pants by a male, so dress pants is oxymoron.
裙裤, 好像最近挺流行的。
Fast food. Again, here, fast does not mean quick, but we know fast food is quick food or quickly made food. But fast here means, as an oxymoron, fast means where you don't eat or drink for a few hours or at least a few days. So that's why it's oxymoron.
快餐, 用中文翻译出来就没有那个 oxymoron 的味道了。
Number eight is escaped prisoner. Well, we know a prisoner is someone who's locked up, and escape means he's not locked up, so escaped prisoner is an oxymoron.
逃犯,他是犯人,应该被关押起来,但是他却逃走了。
And number nine is ice water. Well, we know ice is frozen, and water is a liquid, so ice water is a contradiction.
冰水.
And the last one here of this so-called standard oxymoron, sound asleep. He is sound asleep. Well, if he's sleeping, how can he make a sound?
酣睡.
Well, except for snoring, I guess. So, now, how many native English speakers out there or anyone else know that there are also one-word oxymorons? Those 10 that we just said are... Actually, two words, usually adjectives and nouns. But here's a one-word oxymoron that I'm sure you never thought about. The first one is cowboy.
牛仔.
Because we have the part of the word cow and boy. They don't go together. And number two is hometown.
家乡.
Home is where you live and town is where you live, but home and a town are not really the same thing. The next one is weekday. Well, weekday is, Monday through Friday, but however, a week is 7 days. So the word week and day are contradictions.
工作日.
Number four is monosyllabic, meaning one syllable, mono meaning one, but syllabic means syllables. And so usually, most words have more than one syllable. Well, not most words, but many words. So monosyllabic is the two parts of that one word is a contradiction.
单音节的.
And the last one is very interesting, and I'm sure many people don't know this, is the word piano. But do you know the word piano is actually an abbreviation for the word pianoforte? And pianoforte is the formal word of piano, but piano means soft and forte means loud, so soft and loud. So pianoforte is a oxymoron.
Piano 是钢琴 ，pianoforte 应该是它的词源。
So now let's look at some oxymorons used in a sentence, and we have 6 examples here for people that are learning English. Suddenly, the classroom was filled with a deafening silence.
震耳欲聋的沉默。
Okay, and number 2, his girlfriend is pretty ugly.
非常丑。
Number 3, my trip to Paris was a working holiday, because holiday means you don't work, so working holiday is a contradiction.
那我去巴黎干嘛呢？去公干，当作一个假日。
Number 4, you can pay me $50 you owe me, or you can buy me you can buy me a dinner.It's the same difference.
你可以把欠我的50元钱还给我，或者是你给我那个买晚饭啊，这个呢就是其实是一样的啊。
And number 5, we've actually said this, but here's the sentence: I'd like to try that jumbo shrimp.
我想试一下那个大虾。
And number 6, the teacher is seriously funny.
这个老师真的是非常有趣 ，like Louis.
Seriously funny, like Louis. Okay, so this is a podcast about oxymorons. I hope you can understand it a little better, and I know I did. Especially some of these I never really considered, like the ones 1 through 10. I hope you've learned something, and that's our real purpose here. And if you have any oxymorons you'd like to share, oh, by the way.Are there any oxymorons you'd like to share with us in the Chinese language or Chinese culture?
那么我们最就是经常我们会在这个娱乐杂志上会听到说什么公开的秘密 open secret, 或者是什么真实的谎言呀，或者是什么就是有些人还会把什么男女啊、阴阳啊，或者是就是类似的一些词当做这个 oxymoron, 但是还是挺有争议的。
Very good, open secret. I like that. It's an open secret that Louis is seriously funny. Okay, so again, please send us an email or any questions you have, or if you'd like to.Tell us your ideas about oxymorons in Chinese culture or Western culture. That would be wonderful. Also, if you can get on Facebook, you can click like or make a comment. Thank you very much. And the next podcast, number 93, is in the works. I don't know what it is, but we'll tell you very soon. I think it's something about the different generations and why Generation X is called Generation X and so on. Okay, so goodbye for now and
再见
everybody. Bye-bye.